The court agreed to decide whether a U.S. Supreme Court decision that struck down automatic life without parole for juveniles applies only to current and future cases, or whether juvenile lifers already in prison at the time of the decision also deserve hearings that take into consideration factors such as abuse, neglect, and coercion. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says applying the decision to past cases would be needlessly cruel to families who thought their cases were settled and done. The Supreme Court also agreed to decide whether life without parole for juveniles convicted of assisting in a murder is cruel or unusual punishment under the Michigan Constitution. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.